Q, we'll start with the National League, I suppose, a Division 1 league title. How does that feel?
Very good. You know, you start off at the beginning of the year and you're just taking one game at a time, but the fact that we had an opportunity to win national success was a big achievement for our group, and we're happy with how, you know, the spring went, and we're looking forward to the summer now.
It's hard to turn down success in Croke Park, I'm sure, and then lifting a trophy up the steps of the Hogan Stand.
Yeah, it's positive. Listen, it's not the be-all and end-all, obviously, but any day you get to play in Croke Park is definitely a privilege, and any day you get to win in Croke Park is an added bonus, and we took home a bit of silverware. So, you know, we're not ecstatic, but we're happy with how it went.
Obviously, winning the league Q is a big thing, but, like, what's the big positives that you take out of the whole campaign?
I suppose you're looking to find a bit of consistency throughout the games, and, you know, throughout the winter you maybe might earmark one or two things you're trying to work on and improve as a team, and you're trying to see if those things working throughout the games is what we're trying in training. Are they coming, or if they're not working, what can we do and change? And that's what the league gives you. And the games back to back, you know, that rapid fire test puts you under strenuous conditions. But I suppose for the league this year in Donegal, one of the big positives would be the performance of our young fellas who came into the squad. You know, it's refreshing and energising to see, you know, young boys mad to play for the county and mad to put their best foot forward, and, you know, mad to do well for Donegal. And we're very proud of how they performed, and, you know, they're going to bring a serious competitiveness now to the squad for the summer. And, you know, they've put their best foot forward, and obviously that's one of the things Jim's very happy about, you know, coming out of the National League.
It's probably a big thing that they've been added to the squad in terms of competition for place though, but when they're actually coming on, like Max Campbell in the league final is the perfect example, you know, Finbar Lordy as well, coming in last year, like, when they're coming in and they're giving nearly man of the match performances, like.
It's just seriously impressive, you know, when I reflect back when I started coming in, these boys are just hitting the ground running and they're doing very well. But, you know, they have a very good coaching and management team there that's providing them with, you know, expertise, advice on how to perform. And, you know, at the moment there's a lot of good teammates that are getting them through the games, and the team's playing okay, which helps as well. But they're good young fellas, and the one thing I must commend them to, they're all solid lads. Like, you know, the conversations are good fun, they're good crack, and they're good Donegal fellas.
And heading into the championship now, Q, that's obviously the main focus. In Letterkenny against Down in a couple of weeks' time, like, it's a big game for you to get you started.
It's going to be a massive challenge. You know, Down have done incredibly well again this year, and our game against them, the Ulster semi-final last year in Clonus, an incredibly competitive game, and we were very fortunate to come out the right side of that. And they're only going to go from strength to strength, and, you know, they have some of the best performers in the country at the moment, and, you know, we know we're going to have to be at the top of our game to even come out of there with any sort of a result. So the next 4 weeks are going to be massive, and we're going to have to be very, very, you know, concentrated and focused on our preparation to give ourselves the best chance to give a game against that Down team, you know.
And what does home advantage mean? Obviously, in Letterkenny, Ballybuffet just isn't ready at the minute, like, but Letterkenny is comfortable enough there.
We'll play anywhere, you know, anywhere in Donegal will be happy. The St Union's Club people have put in massive preparations to make sure O'Donnell Park's going to be up to the best standard it can possibly be. You know, we're going to miss McCool Park, obviously. Championship Day in Ballybuffet is something we're very proud of in Donegal, but this year it's going to be slightly different, but we'll be equally as proud to play in Letterkenny in front of our home fans, you know.
And obviously, coming into this year, having lost All Ireland last year, Q, I'd say Sam's the big target, but in terms of Ulster and the province, like, he's always given it massive respect and he's always going to win it. Like, is 2026 just the same?
It's the exact same. It's just Groundhog Day, you know, it's back to the same. It's every season you try to go through the same processes. You know, you have the pre-season, the Kenna Cup, you try to tick the league to tick the boxes in the league, and then you go at the Ulster Championship, you know, hammer and tong, and we're going to do the same this year. It's where we start. It's an incredibly important competition to us in Donegal, and, you know, we want to go at that to the best of our ability.
I'm not sure if Donegal ever achieved three in a row in Ulster, or is it something
we haven't
talked about?
No, Donegal never won three in a row, and, you know, obviously we came up short in 2020, very disappointing against Cavan, and, you know, but in the same circumstance, that's not something we can think about. It's something you might like to talk about in years ahead, but no, at the moment we can only look it down and take that championship game on the merits of playing against a very good Down team with a great management team, you know.